With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a former U.S. presidential candidate is in Israel, where the country just concluded an alleged major counterterrorism strike against Hezbollah. Bob Agnew reports.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum says the story of Israel's pager attack against Hezbollah will resonate long beyond this week's news cycle.
This is the stuff that will go down in history.
In fact, Burgum tells the Salem Radio Network it may be the most successful counter-terrorist attack ever.
In terms of its precision of hitting the people you want to hit and having the least amount of collateral damage.
Hezbollah has been firing rockets into northern Israel almost daily since last year's October 7th attack by Hamas. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Federal Reserve cut its prime interest rate by a half point today, something that was expected by investors. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says cutting rates is the right move.
We know that it is time to recalibrate our policy to something that is more appropriate given the progress on inflation and on employment, moving to a more sustainable level.
It's the first reduction in 4 years. The International Brotherhood of Teamsters has declined to endorse Kamala Harris or Donald Trump for president, saying neither candidate has sufficient support from the 1.3 million member union. Vice President Harris met Monday with a panel of Teamsters, having long courted organized labor and made support for the middle class or central policy goal. Trump also met with a panel of Teamsters and even invited President Sean M. O'Brien to speak at the Republican National Convention, where the union leader railed against corporate greed. The Teamsters said Wednesday that internal polling of its members showed Trump with an advantage over Harris. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 103 points. This is SRN News. Lawmakers are thinking about the next pandemic.
The House has passed a measure that would require Senate approval of any agreement between this country and the World Health Organization on how to handle another coronavirus situation. Conservatives don't want an international agency deciding what the U.S. can and can't do to address a major public health emergency. As the pandemic played out in 2020 and 2021, the WHO demanded the countries close churches and restrict various individual freedoms. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of companies are opting not to participate in the Human Rights Campaign annual LGBT scorecard. The Corporate Equality Index ranks firms on how committed they are to the LGBT agenda, but lately there's been resistance from parents and citizens groups. Bud Light was boycotted after it teamed up with a transgender influencer, and Target's been censured for allowing men to use the women's bathrooms. This is SRN News. Google wins a legal bid to overturn a $1.66 billion antitrust fine in an EU digital ad case. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The EU's General Court said it was throwing out the 2019 penalty imposed by the European Commission, which is the 27-nation bloc's top antitrust enforcer. The Commission's ruling applied to a narrow portion of Google's ad business. Ads that the tech giant sold next to Google's search results on third-party sites. Regulators had accused Google of inserting exclusivity clauses in its contracts that barred these websites from running similarly placed ads sold by Google's rivals. But the General Court said the Commission had committed errors when it assessed those clauses. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Authorities have found a body near the Kentucky site where a gunman opened fire on an interstate highway, hitting a dozen vehicles and wounding five people. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.